This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including The Supremacists, The Flip Side of Feminism, Turbo Reader, and the revealing new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
I've told you in previous broadcasts about some of the zero-tolerance nonsense that has caused punishment for mostly boys in elementary school for actions that should not have been punished. But now one school has carried this zero-tolerance so far that it isn't even safe to talk about guns. The father of a middle schooler in Calvary County, Maryland, says his 11-year-old son was suspended for 10 days for merely talking about guns on the bus ride home after school. This sixth grader at Northern Middle School was talking with friends about the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre when the bus driver hauled him back to school to be questioned by the principal. The father said in an interview that the principal told him that with what happened at Sandy Hook, if you say the word gun in my school, you are going to get suspended for 10 days. So what did the boy say? According to the father, the boy neither threatened nor bullied anyone. He said, "I wish I had a gun to protect everyone." He wanted to defeat the bad guys. The boy was questioned by the principal and a sheriff's deputy, who also wanted to search the family's home without a warrant. He started asking the father if he had firearms. The principal did not respond to calls or emails seeking comment. The boy's suspension was later reduced to 1 day. Another incident in Anne Arundel County, Maryland, is zero tolerance that leaves you not knowing whether to laugh or cry. A 7-year-old boy was suspended for 2 days for biting a pastry into the shape of a gun. His family had to hire an attorney to expunge the suspension from the boy's school record. In this case, the NRA got into the act by presenting the kid with a lifetime membership in the National Rifle Association.
Surveys show liberal professors outnumber conservative professors on college campuses by 10 to 1. At the Eagle Forum Collegian Summit in Washington, D.C. on July 18 and 19, outstanding conservative leaders will equip students with moral and intellectual defenses to challenge left-wing ideology. The conference is free to students who register in advance at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. And join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey, and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices.
Last Friday, a SWAT team raided a family for what you might find to be a shocking reason. I'm going to be playing here live, filling in for John Sadmiller. It's Bob Tuscan. It's August 14th, 2013. This is going absolutely viral. Here is the firsthand account in the talk I had with the individual who was at the home that was raided for weeds. And that's right, I said weeds with an S, not weed, not marijuana, weeds. Listen to this.
Recently, they've gone through some troubles and have been raided by the SWAT team for what you might expect to be an unsuspecting reason. And it all started with some code violations, from what I understand.
Yeah, you know, that's how it all began about 8 months ago.
And what of the, some of the things that I read they wanted to have you guys change were the bushes, which you acknowledged were perfectly reasonable. I mean, If it comes to the point where it's affecting other people's rights and other people's sovereignty, then you figured, okay, we'll comply. But the things that you did not comply with had to do with your own personal living space, right?
Right. Well, you know, and what this really does, if you allow me to get into it here, is that this really opens up the whole basis of everything that has actually happened, and that is that we believe, and it's not just that we believe, but actually our country was founded upon a supreme law, which we call the Constitution of the United States, which has, you know, the Bill of Rights. And the Constitution does not give us any rights. The Constitution is there to protect and serve the inalienable God-given rights that are acknowledged that we have. And there's a huge difference between privileges and rights. See, privileges are given. Rights cannot be given or taken away. And so the reason why our country at one point in time was the land of the free and was the most powerful and most prosperous is because we were free, and free societies thrive. That's been proven time and time again. So we live by what's called God's law, what's called natural law, what's called the golden rule, which is also what the Constitution of the United States is based upon, which is basically do no harm. So as long as you are not harming somebody else, then you are free to go along your life, you know, pursue your spiritual path, your, you know, path of happiness, as long as you're not infringing upon anybody else's rights. So obviously almost no humans live like that anymore, especially in the United States, especially if you're in sort of some sort of city limit. So we are in technically an incorporated city limits. A quite a big incorporated city. You know, it's the home of the Dallas Cowboys, you know, the biggest stadium on earth, Six Flags, all sorts of great corporate and mega structures. But that doesn't change our inalienable rights. So we're not just like, you know, preaching here. We're not just like, you know, demanding, you know, we're righteous sovereigns and whatever we say goes and, you know, you have to do this or you will be burned in the fires of hell and blah, 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 blah. We dealt with this very responsibly, very calmly, very lawfully. And what we did is we responded to them because they sent us citations. Amongst the citations were, you know, a generally unclean premises, improperly stacked wood, too long of grasses, and some bushes that were overhanging the road from our land into the road. Well, when we looked at it, because we're honorable people, we immediately cut all the bushes that overhung the road because, well, we thought, well, that's potentially something that can infringe upon another's free right to travel.
Right, reasonable enough.
Inalienable right.
Yeah.
Exactly. We didn't need that to be enforced. A simple request would have been fine. But they didn't request, you know, they sent us citations, which is already a big problem. In an honorable society, in an honorable country, there needs to be clear communication. And due process of law is actually set up that way on purpose. You're supposed to do an inquiry, before you pursue lawful action. You're not supposed to make accusations and then just go to court. You're supposed to work it out amongst yourselves first. You're supposed to make honorable attempts to work it out between man and woman, between man and man first. If there cannot be resolution, then you take it to the court. That's the way honorable society works. And that's the way it used to be. Well, they skipped that whole process right from the beginning. They just sent us citations. Well, we responded very honorably by cutting down those bushes that did overhang, you know, the road by a little bit, and we sent them a lawful notification very clearly saying we cut down these bushes because we agree that it could potentially infringe upon somebody else's, you know, freedoms, and we have no desire to do that whatsoever. We're extremely honorable, you know, living, breathing men and women. We have no desire, above all things, to infringe upon somebody's rights. We demand that all of our rights are honored and, you know, upheld pursuant to us, the Constitution of the United States, which is the supreme law of the land. And so we very clearly stated to them, unless you can prove otherwise, you know, we are free. We are on our own land. We are, you know, not keeping an unclean premises. We are keeping a sustainable premises. And, you know, the fact is that these long grasses that we have that they don't like, well, these long grasses provide us straw for our earthen building. I don't know if you're familiar with cob, but straw is an essential component in cob building. We use the straw for bedding for our animals.
Right.
We use the grasses as compost, as nitrogen resources for our compost piles. There's all sorts of different utilizations.
And what some might call weeds, Quinn, others might call food. And from what I understand, you have hemp quarter growing, you had blackberries.
Absolutely. And it's so great to know that you're aware of, say, lamb's quarter, for example, because a lot of people would consider that a weed. Or a dandelion, maybe that would be considered a weed. But a dandelion is actually a medicinal herb that has all sorts of remedies that have been documented through the centuries as powerful resources. And it's no coincidence that Mother Nature, because Mother Nature is built on divine consciousness and therefore, you know, is perfect, provides the most abundant things. So the weeds are actually not only the most valuable things, but they're also the things that grow the easiest. And we've got all sorts of weeds that we allow to grow because we don't see them as weeds. In fact, you know, like, just think about grass, not just in the ways that I've mentioned them, but, you know, just take livestock, for example, horses or goats or cattle, you know, they need those grasses to live on. That's their food. So to them, it's obviously not a weed. That's their number one resource. That's their number one nutrient, derivative. So, my whole point here is that we're happy to share information with the ignorant, but they didn't ask any questions. You know, they didn't say, well, why are you doing this or what purpose does this serve? All they did was sent us citations as though, number one, they don't care, and number two, we don't have any rights. So they sent us these citations. We sent them, and we have this all on record. We have hundreds of pages, over 20 different lawful notifications and certified mail where we have proof of their signatured receipt. And it began all in February. We sent them a lawful notification. We said, look, we cut down these bushes because blah, blah, blah. We didn't do this because these are important aspects of our life. And even if they weren't important aspects, we don't think that you have the authority or the jurisdiction to dictate what we do on our own land with our own spiritual path and with our own pursuit of happiness. And unless you can show us a law otherwise.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I think this is an absolutely compelling conversation I had with a gentleman whose family was raided for weeds. Yes, there was some underlying accusations, but the gist of it was he was standing up to the code enforcement, and he was saying simply that it's my lawn, I can decide to do with it what I want to. Natural law, right? Makes perfect sense to you and I, but Big Brother tyranny doesn't like it, so they had to come down hard, and they did so in the form of a SWAT team raiding their house in the early morning, taking nursing children away from their mother. Sorry we got cut off at the last commercial break, but I want to go back to this interview that I did just the other day. And it's gone absolutely viral now. You may have already seen it. It's been posted on many of the major sites, and it deserves to, because we need to expose this sort of thing. We're also going to take your calls on this topic and anything else. From gardening to police state issues, 800-313-9443. Let's listen to more of what he has to say. He's also very informed and has some great understanding of the Constitution and other things that are of great importance for those listening right now. Here's Quinn.
That proves that there is no law. And if you do not respond under penalty of perjury, signed, sworn, and attested to, sent certified mail, then your silence is your acquiescence.
Right.
So a long time ago, they agreed. And we've reestablished this over and over and over again, on the record, that they agreed. They have no authority. They have no jurisdiction. We're doing nothing wrong. We're not hurting anybody. There's no corpus delicti. There's no affidavit of damages. There's no damaged party. Nothing. All they keep doing is bringing threats and unsubstantiated claims. And I know the law. I know how it works. And so it doesn't work on me. See, with most citizens, it's so easy, because not only are they ignorant, but they're terrified. They're scared. And, you know, this is a whole other thing to get into, because when you've got people that are scared of their government, that's what tyranny is. And there's no longer freedom. It doesn't exist. As soon as people are scared of their government, people aren't free. And there's a really powerful, famous quote that it would be nice if I remembered it right now. But it's just not my specialty, because really, to me, truth is self-evident. And, you know, I can make up all these quotes on myself, but there's a quote basically that says, when the government isn't scared of the people, and the people are scared of the government, you've got big time problems. And,
exactly.
You know, that's a fact, because
yep.
we the people have the power, and we the people created the government, we created the Constitution, and we pay and employ the government officials. And the reason why government officials have an oath of office, and the reason why they are strictly bound to many, many, many more rules than a free man or woman is because they have limited delegative authority. They're carrying around firearms. They're getting up in people's business. And if they're going to be doing those things, we need them to be bound by a code of conduct, by a code of honor, and they need to be following what we call due process of law, so that we can make sure justice is, you know, I mean, you can't have a perfect system all the time. But if you follow due process of law properly, you have a very, very, very high success rate of justice, because due process of law, it's designed almost perfectly, just like the Constitution is designed almost perfectly. And that's why we have thrived for so long. And simultaneously, that's why now, instead of the land of the free, the most prosperous, powerful, influential, and inspiring country in the world, now the countries laugh at us, they hate us, you know, they try to bomb us, or we're indebted to them. You know, we have more debt. We have more than any country in the history of the entire earth. I mean, that's a statement right there.
And we think we're not slaves. They've taken the chains from our hands and our feet, and they've put them in our pockets, in a sense, to hold us down. The oppression that you've experienced from the bureaucrats is a firsthand testimony of this. You continue to get harassed, even though you had established your natural law rights with the government. And what happened next?
Uncontested, on record. See, that's the thing, is I have no problem with going to court and having a trial and bring lawful evidence, having them bring testimony, having them bring statements under penalty of perjury that say what I'm doing is wrong, or that what we're doing is wrong, and having a jury of my peers deciding that that's wrong. I have no problem with being wrong under due process of law. What I have a problem with is unsubstantiated claims, unsubstantiated threats, harassment, and now it's not just threats and harassment, but literally a fully battle-ready SWAT team breaking and entering upon our land, raping and pillaging the land while everyone was held at gunpoint. Not just gunpoint, but fully loaded assault rifle gunpoint. Here's the thing, is that I'm not angry. I'm not upset. I actually see this as a blessing. I think that this is a really great opportunity for my community especially, and not just the people that live here, but the people in this area, the people that I know, because there's thousands of people that are inspired by us every day. There's thousands of people that love what we're doing, And it's not just because we're growing food. It's the way we live our life in a full spectrum way. We're doing a lot of things that are really inspiring to people. And I'm not saying, you know, everyone should live the way I live. I'm not here, you know, giving people tickets because they don't live the way I live. I'm not knocking on people's doors, you know, threatening them at gunpoint to live the way I want to live. I'm just living the way I want to live, and the people that are inspired by that, and the people that aren't, you know, they can go on their own path.
I know many people listening right now are quite inspired by your philosophy and the way you guys are living. Quinn, if you could, take it from the beginning. Let's talk about the raid itself and your firsthand account of what happened, and I understand that you had a mother there with a very small child, and she was taken from them. Tell me all the details. I know it's scary to, you know, to go over it again, and I'm sure it was quite traumatic, but I think we need to hear the magnitude of what happened.
Well, you know, to me, that was the ultimate outrage, because the thing that I am most passionate about in this life is children. Because I believe that that's where all the problems begin, and I believe that that's where all the solutions lie. And, you know, the real truth is that, you know, this battle ready SWAT team comes in here, and I'm the only one that sees them come. Everyone is in their beds, you know, 7:40 a.m. And as soon as I see that, you know, I'm not scared, but I'm immediately alerted. All my senses become alive. And so the first thing I think of course, is the mother and the children. And you know, I immediately go upstairs. You know, I awaken the mother, and you know, I prepare her as best as I possibly can, you know, for the impending doom. Essentially, there's nothing we can do. You know, they've got the whole, not just our land, but they actually have the whole, all the roads surrounding us, all of our neighbors, everything completely. They've got cop cars in our neighbor's land. They've got the neighbors under watch. They've got all the roads coming to and from here blocked off. They've got, you know, 50 police cars down the freaking road. Like, I mean, it was, like, insane. So there's nothing you could possibly do, except for be as calm and peaceful as you possibly could. And these guys are coming in super, super, super agitated, like super amped up, like, because they think that we're some fully armed, you know, drug narcotics, you know, trafficking, you know, squad.
And that's the pretext always, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, by the way, it's Bob Tuskin here, and you've been listening to an interview that I did just the other day with a gentleman named Quinn, who had his house raided by the SWAT team, as he was just describing, because of, well, accusations of marijuana, but more importantly, a battle that he's had with the city code enforcers over weeds in his front yard. The entirety of that interview can be found at the website, BobTuskin.com. That's BobTuskin.com. And I think that the war on drugs, as you know, I know the war on drugs, is used as an excuse to come after the people. And that's what's happening here. That's what's happening all around the world. And the real drug smugglers like Oliver North and the CIA get away with it. We'll come back with more in just a second.
AK-47 is known for being tough and battle-ready. Now you can be battle-ready with tough tactical gear from StrikeHardGear.com. Made in the USA, StrikeHardGear.com specializes in mil-spec quality tactical gear for your AK-47, SKS Mosin-Nagant, and other Russian-style weapons. Visit StrikeHardGear.com to find chest rigs, buttstock pouches, bandoliers, shoulder bags, and other one-of-a-kind pieces of specialty gear you won't find anywhere else. Tough as nails and affordable. Buy with confidence from StrikeHardGear.com with our no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee. After that, run it hard because you're backed by a lifetime replacement warranty. Use the discount code RBN and get 5% off your order. Pull the trigger on StrikeHardGear.com today. Strike Hard Gear.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you know that there's a sheriff in California who is taking the war on drugs in a different way? And what he's asked marijuana growers to do is, rather than grow illegally and face the police state measures, he's asked them to register with him and giving them the allowance to do so, to grow marijuana. And I think it's still bureaucratic, and I think it's interesting. But the sheriff is the one who is sponsoring this effort. And as you know, I'm a big believer in the power of our local sheriff's office. The Skull and Bones candidates who are running for the presidential election, they're bought and paid for a long time ago. And on a macro level, it is very difficult to gain control of this republic. Perhaps it's impossible. Well, I'm not going to give up yet. But the bottom line is, on a microscopic level, our sheriffs hold the key to gaining back control. So I am a strong believer that a local sheriff can say, no, I'm not going to take on this bureaucratic, tyranny-based initiative. Whether it's kicking the IRS out, like our friend Sheriff Richard Mack did, or it's saying no to this crazy war on drugs that makes absolutely no sense. I'm glad that there are people all across the country who see the value in the sheriffs.
and see the value in Oath Keepers. Now, that's not to say that I think it's the end all. I think we have bigger problems. And even if we get sheriffs in every single county of this country, yeah, that would be really significant. But I wonder if that would really be a total solution. Is there a total solution? I don't know. The story you were just hearing about with the family who was raided by the SWAT team for weeds and a fake claim that they had cannabis as well is quite compelling. There's no doubt about it. It's shocking. It makes us say, what the heck is going on? It makes us demonize the police. But perhaps those Oath Keepers said in a different situation, no, I'm not going to do this. There's no reason to do this. If there's no victim, I'm not going to come in and make a victim. Does that make sense? We're going to take your calls on these issues and so much more. I'm going to keep the phone lines open throughout the show today. 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I'll get to some phone calls in just a second, but I want to bring up a very compelling part of this. All adults present in the house were initially handcuffed at gunpoint of a heavily armed SWAT officer, including the mother of a 22-month-old and a 2-week-old baby who was separated from her children during the raid. Now, this mother was breastfeeding, as my wife is, and it is extremely important that a child does not experience this trauma of seeing these guys in masks with guns, taking away their parents, withholding them from being able to do the most basic of functions, which is nurse her child. That right there to me is probably one of the aspects of this that irks me the most. And then on top of that, these thugs known as the police enforced activity on the day that was the result of their ongoing battle with code enforcement. They literally went on their private property. In addition to traumatizing their family, they went on their private property and destroyed their land. The individuals at this house were gardeners, as many of you listening are as well. In their front yard, they had wild and cultivated plants like blackberries, lamb's quarters, and okra. And the removal of other varied material from around the premises took place, such as pellets, tires, cardboard, all stuff that the community members say they had collected for use in a sustainability project. No marijuana or other drugs were found on site, and the inhabitants of the premises were all unarmed. So the thugs, they actually, this is crazy, they actually went on this property and mowed their lawn down and destroyed their garden. They probably thought, oh, these are pesky weeds. No, it wasn't pesky weeds. It was an ecosystem of food that they had every single right to have on their own property. See, that's what's happening here. We have things like Agenda 21 using as an excuse, eminent domain to destroy people's properties, using as an excuse codes which have no constitutional relevance. And they're coming into these people's land that they own, that they live in, and they are going and doing the unthinkable. It's really simple. Natural law consists of a pretty simple function, as we discussed with Mark Passio on this very show last week. If you missed it, you should definitely go back and check it out. Natural law says, don't steal. Don't steal my property. Don't steal my freedom. Don't steal my physical well-being. Don't steal. Period. End of discussion. Don't steal. And that's what these thugs did. They stole. And that is why this story is going viral. And again, if you're just tuning in, a family was raided in Arlington, Texas, by the SWAT team for weeds. Weeds. I have the full interview I did with the owner of that household on my website, bobtuscan.com.
We're going to take your phone calls on this or anything else you have in mind. What are some solutions to the problem? I'm an extremely solution-oriented host. I can sit here and fearmonger, which, you know, it to a certain extent is necessary. We need the fear. If you come across a bear in the woods, right, and that bear is coming at you full speed, are you going to say, oh, hi, bear. It's okay. Come here. Let me kiss you, bear. No, you're not. You're going to do what you have to do. You're going to hit that bear right between the nose. Hopefully you have a firearm to do so. So this Pollyannish attitude people have that, oh, we can't be in fear and we can only think positive. It's BS. Total BS. I'm not a fan of The Secret. Yes, I think we should have our intentions focused on things that we want to accomplish, but you need to act. You need to take moves. Period. Does that make sense? 800-313-9443. We'll go to the phone lines and talk with Mark in New York. Hello, Mark.
Hey. Speakerphone. I'm trying to get some chow. I just wish I had four.
What are you eating?
Well, I got lasagna. I got corn on the cob, Labatt's Blue, and some garlic toast.
I'm going to pick on you for a second, Mark. Is it genetically modified corn on the cob?
Guaranteed.
Oh, no.
No,
well,
actually,
watch the Jeep, Mark, all right?
I bought it from the farmer's market, and I asked, but I don't think she really knew.
Okay. But, well, at least you tried. You tried.
Yeah, I did.
What's on your mind?
I am conscious of it, but I just wish I had four in the Fed bumper stickers.
Oh, yeah.
Right next to the local community bank, and the they got the examiners in today, and four of them just left. I've got a parking lot right next to the house that all the bank employees park at, and if they come back tomorrow, I'm toying with the idea of a 4x8 sheet of plywood and the Fed, because I'm out of here in a few weeks anyways, so you know, I don't mind burning a few bridges, but these four examiners.
Go for it.
I mean, one of them, she was an absolute 10 from Ohio, and but the other two guys there, they look pretty anal retentive, so I know they'll probably start weeping. But yeah, I'm sure they're federal examiners, and from my experience, from somebody that works at the bank, a significant exit. they are generally here for several days, but I would love to do that. Big 4x8 sheet of plywood in the Fed. But getting back to what you were discussing earlier, you know, it's the outrage factor. It's to keep people chasing their tails over these issues, so they have something to talk at the water cooler, and they are so distraught. They can't even focus on a possible reaction to it. I mean, it's just constant.
Yeah.
And it's the same stuff, different day.
It is. And you would ask, when are people going to take a stand? And I'll tell you when they're going to take a stand. You want to take a guess what I'm going to say?
When they come for the guns.
When they come for the guns and when people are hungry. Either or. So that's what it's all going to come down to, and it's on the horizon, folks. I don't want to make a fear, you know, prediction here, fear-based prediction, but it is on its way, folks, and we need to get together and take a stand. We'll be right back.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you,
If you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
John Stettmiller here. Gives me great pleasure to welcome our new sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. They are a veteran-owned, Christian-based preparedness company. I know the owner, and I can tell you they share the same ideals and values that we do. From quality long-term food to self-defense and camping supplies, they have what you need to prepare. Great wholesale pricing, quality products, the best customer service. You just can't go wrong. One example, they have a 1-year food package that includes GMO-free vegetables and fruit, plus real meat like roast beef and chicken breast. Over 2,000 calories a day for $19.95. Not your run-of-the-mill carb bucket like a lot of them out there. From stun guns, batons, tents, gas masks, chemical suits, the list goes on and on. One thing you'll learn over time is value is defined by quality plus price. You get that value with AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Tell them that John sent you and receive a free knife with your order today.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Well, speaking of... Corbett did a great piece on how to boycott big food. If you haven't heard this, check this out. Here's James' insight on how to boycott big food, which we all should be doing. It's a great piece by none other than James Corbett.
Welcome. This is James Corbett of the Corbett Report with your eye-opener report for BoilingFrogsPost.com. The modern supermarket...
Modern supermarket
is less and less a place to purchase food for the household, and more a war zone where shoppers have to negotiate a minefield of toxic chemicals and additives. From processed food...
All right, I don't think this is going to agree with me here, but this is a great piece. He talks about that processed foods with their string of unpronounceable ingredients. By the way, that's my rule of thumb. If you can't pronounce the ingredients, don't buy them. Even the fresh fruit and vegetables, he says, are saturated in pesticides, meat and dairy products from industrial farms where animals are raised on a diet of growth hormones and animal waste to ever-present and ever-growing danger of GMO contamination of nearly everything. Feeding healthy, nourishing food to your family is quickly becoming difficult, if not impossible, through the industrial food system. There's a way we can fight back, folks. And, well, James discusses it here in, or is that his name? James Corbett? Mr. Producer? James Corbett, right? Forgot his first name. Corbett. I just call the guy Corbett. It is James, isn't it? Anyways, bottom line is, this is a pretty cool piece he does. How to boycott big food. I think my my system will permit here and let you hear a little bit more about what he has to say.
Perhaps the worst part of this phenomenon is that as specialist stores begin to cater to the demands of their economically comfortable clientele for fresh and organic foods and ingredients, it is the poorest members of society who are increasingly targeted by these health hazards.
There's always lots of nice products standing out at the grocery store. This one caught my eye because it's classy and it's on sale and it's filled with more GMO ingredients per item than just about anything I've seen. Let's take a look at Class Horchata, which is a powdered drink mix. It's got dextrose, sugar, titanium dioxide, maltodextrin, partially hydrogenated vegetable oil, which may contain soybean, canola, and or palm oil. It's got skimmed milk powder, artificial flavor, guar gum, silicone dioxide, aspartame, powdered cinnamon.
Oh no, aspartame. That's extremely poisonous. Everything he listed was just garbage. And this is what they're giving to the useless eaters. This is the food that are... that's being put out there for you and I, the useless eaters, to eat, the Soylent Green, and the powers that shouldn't be, the so-called elite. You think they eat this junk? No. No chance in hell. And if they do, it only show how crazy they are. Insane. Out of their minds. Anyways, food is a big topic for me because it's a prerequisite to dealing with anything else. You have to eat, right? It's important to eat, right? It's one of the basic foundations of life. But it is at a constant, and I mean constant, jeopardy. And that's really unfortunate that they're coming after our food supply in the way they are. 800-313-9443. We're taking your calls at 800-313-9443, and we'll talk with Lark in Texas. Hello, Lark. Are you with me? How you
been?
Hey
there, Bob.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I am hearkening back to your interview with Quinn there.
Yeah, please do.
Down in Texas. Yeah, because, of course, he lives in my neck of the woods.
Are you in Arlington in the Dallas area?
I am.
So what do you think about this? Did it make the local news? I think it did.
It did, but it was an abbreviated thing. You know, the news is completely controlled today. It's really just an arm of the state anymore.
Even the local news, it's scary. For those who are just tuning in, we're talking about this family that was raided by the SWAT team for weeds in their front yard. They then had their property destroyed and so on and so forth. Lark?
Yeah, well... you know, what would be helpful is if all Americans today would become familiar with the foundations, the principles, the buzzwords of what can be termed communitarian law. This is the type of law that has been overlaid upon the American so-called law that most of us have grown up with. But
all
I
right,
couldn't so help
bottom,
but notice,
bottom line that for me. What does that mean?
Well, communitarianism is a combination, it is the final synthesis in the Hegelian dialectic, at least to the communitarians. It is the synthesis of the thesis capitalism juxtaposed against the antithesis communism. This is what communitarianism is, and communitarian law is in fact international law. And what they did is they blended all together, they threw it up in a blender. All the laws from the communist and the socialist states and the so-called capitalist states, the first world nations, the third world nations. And this is what they've come up with. And it's basically combining even the case law for
really?
All of these nations.
I'll have to look into that some more, Lark. I appreciate you bringing that to the table here. I want to squeeze in some other callers, but
You know, I think all of these different functions of bureaucracy, whether it's Agenda 21, Codex Alimentarius, the list goes on, are a big part of the problem and need to be understood. I don't know that I understand them all, but that's why I'm doing this. I'm learning, and I'm trying to get the word out, so I appreciate
that. Here's the big thing, Bob. The big thing is that it combines fascism and communism.
Right.
So the left and the right in this country are adopting buzzwords that they don't fully know the meanings of. And we're being pitted against each other in a divide and conquer strategy that we are unnaturally accepting.
That's what the left-right paradigm is. That's what the division of the recent race tensions is all about. Yeah, I completely agree, Lark. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. Let's talk with Mark in Texas. Hello, Mark.
I think Lark's onto something with communitarianism, and here's the reason I say that. Who runs your city is the administrative branch. It's your city manager, it's your little code enforcements, and most of these guys, if the truth be told, that gentleman out in Irvin, I'm going to tell you who complained. There was a complaint by somebody, and that somebody was probably a realtor.
You think so because of the property value?
Oh, I know so. I know so for a fact. I would almost bet my life on it.
And it all comes down to money in that regard, though.
It all comes down to money. The National Chamber of Commerce, all these little leagues and associations and members of, they're the ones running this thing. Bob, your little city council has no more power than the president does. Sure, they have a little bit of leeway here and there. They can put some of this off. As far as the new codes being installed, et cetera, they could use the excuse, well, we just simply don't have enough money to do it at this time. But that city manager, he didn't come from Walla Walla, middle of nowhere.
Well, he's getting paid over $100,000 a year in most city, if not more, to, get the CAFRs and everything in order so that the big business involved is all protected. It's important that people check out Clint Richardson's work, Corporation Nation. It really gets into that in great detail.
The city manager was entrenched in the school of communitarianism. Yeah. They all go to the same workshops and all the same little get-togethers. You think they think this up on their own? Lord knows they have enough time on their hands. But it's taught to them, and it's universal. Every city, Irving, Texas, or Arlington, Texas, you can't tell betwixt the two. They all have the same set of guidelines, don't you know? And it ain't thought up by your city council.
Interesting.
Thanks a lot, buddy.
Mark, I appreciate the call. I want to squeeze one last comment in from Mark in New York, if he's still with us. Mark, go ahead. One last quick comment here.
I didn't know you were coming back to me, but, as far as the food modification, the only gum out there that doesn't have aspartame in it is Beamon's.
Beamon's. I'll have to look at
it. You can buy that on eBay in lot purchases.
How do you spell it real quick?
B-E-E-M-A-N-S.
All right, well, thanks for that tip. Because a lot of people like to chew gum, but they don't want the aspartame, and you can't blame them. I got a lot to get into next hour. I have an overwhelming amount of stories to get to. We'll do so in just a little bit. Bob Tuscan filling in for John Stadnor.
With financial